Welcome to part 3 of the Commander training. You're expected to know the basic controls by now. Let's take a look at some of the basic skill sets a good commander should have. First, let's look further into resource points. As a commander, you can lock resource points to gain additional resources from it. This can be done by placing an armory or mule near to a captured resource point and selecting secure resource point. Locked resource points cannot be captured until the connected mule or armory is destroyed. Locking resources is a critical strategy to prevent your resource points from being constantly denied by enemy units or officers. Next, let's take a look at how we can use commander abilities. These buttons on the right side are commander abilities that are available to you at this point. Commander abilities can be unlocked through research or by fulfilling its requirement. You may also utilize your commander abilities to fortify your hold on an area or turn the tide of battle to your favor. For example, abilities such as the Phantom Drone can conceal and disrupt certain parts of the map for an ambush, or artillery strike that can decimate enemies in a wide area. Use the commander ability wisely as they cost supplies and have a long cooldown time. Next, let's look at some communication tools you can use to coordinate better as a commander. The ping tool can be activated with a Z key. This lets you drop contextual ping on a target location. Depending on what is being selected, the context may change. You can also drop a persistent beacon by clicking on the drop beacon icon. These beacons can be tagged and will remain permanently on the field until you decide to remove them. Push to talk voice chat and regular text chat is also available to instantly communicate with your allies. Lastly, let's talk about reinforcements. The victory bar indicates several available reinforcements. These are standby units that will be available when your victory point drops below a certain limit. Using them strategically can help you regain control of lost territories. This concludes part 3 of the Commander training.